right, welcome to the Cesspool. I am Jim J. Foss Foster, and today we have a special guest. Brandon the Badger Mullinex is with us. And we're going to later on discuss something that people, in my opinion, are almost amusingly passionate about, and that's politics. But we're going to start with a big thing going around right now is people are dressing like clowns. They are hiding in the woods. They are on the sides of streets. And they are, I guess, a lot of them are committing crimes. Some of it's going, you know, pretty wrong for them. Do you, have you followed any of this?
I've seen a little bit of it.
Right now, the, you know, cyber crimes department and all this, they're looking for keywords on social media. They're really searching for these people right now. And close to home to us, Clay County, kind of had a funny tweet come out. Their cyber crimes units saw a guy named Mr. Giggles, and he was talking to his group of friends saying, hey, I'm going to be in the woods by this elementary school, you know, whatever. And they tweeted at him, wow, Mr. Giggles, we're going to be there too. What a coincidence. You know how we have the White Lives Matter, the Black Lives Matter, stuff like that. The clown lives, there are people in clown masks getting shot in the fucking head. And this is no shit. These people are getting shot and no one's giving a fuck. So you got to wonder, like, is this what's going to bring races together? Because it does not matter who's under these clown masks. If they're getting shot and killed, no one is giving a fuck. Like, it's one of those things, like, put on that mask at your own risk. Because these people are getting lit up, and literally, it's getting cheered.
Well, yeah, I mean, clowns aren't a race, so obviously nobody gives a shit.
The funniest part about it is if you literally get killed in a clown mask, right? That's how you're going out, right?
And what if you have a legitimate reason to wear the clown mask?
Right. Like that.
I'm going to a kid's birthday party.
Right.
You go and you make balloons. Right. And you get shot up. It's cheered.
You could have made a balloon rifle.
A balloon AK.
Yeah. You would have been good to go.
Yeah. But
it's funny that this is a thing. And a guy on... The comedian was like, I wish ICP would make a song about this so it would be gay and everyone would stop doing it. So, have you seen, like, the people that have set up, like, road blockages? They'll set up cones, and then you'll just, you know, right, and it'll be a criminal at the end, right? Yeah, it'll be a criminal. Will set up all these cones and, you know, get you to slow down. And then you get to the end and, you know, here's derelict Dave there to try to rob you or whatever.
Yeah, the clown from Stephen King's It.
Yeah, yeah, Pennywise is here to try to. But you know what's funny is I've
Wayne Gacy, you're another great clown.
Well, I've never personally been scared of clowns. Right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
but people do have a little bit of a phobia of it. It's very odd.
Well, they're unpredictable. I mean, you don't know if they're going to rob you or make you a balloon AK or.
Yeah, but what if you had, like, what? The mask of.
Wizzo.
Wizzo.
I assume you're going to pee on me.
What if you had an R. Kelly mask on?
Then I knew you were
gonna be. Oh, keep the doubters away.
I would be more scared of who's the guy that killed Trayvon Martin? If they had a mask, George Zimmerman. If you had a George Zimmerman mask on, I'd be fuck this guy. He means business.
He's in jail, I think.
Well, what if you had the jumpsuit? So,
is the new black, dude.
It is, yeah. So Yeah, so the clown thing, it's kind of getting smashed out a little bit. People are...
I have an aunt who is actually a licensed clown, and you literally, you have to become a part of the licensed clown guild, you have to take a picture of yourself with your makeup and costume and the name. I don't remember her stupid name was Fappo or some shit.
Fappo? But holy shit.
You're in a big album that they can look and see who you are before when you order your clown. You can look them up. It's really, I didn't really know anything that much about it until she explained it to me.
So,
I don't know what her name is.
Oh, okay. Well, that would have been great.
Fappo.
Because he comes in faps.
That's my name.
Comes in faps during your kid's birthday party?
Making a balloon animal.
I think you revealed something on this podcast.
Making a balloon baby brother for you. No balloon.
The balloon cock has a little bit of...
It's going to start with a balloon. It's going to end with a balloon.
Mom, what is that?
Coming up quick.
I'm Frappo.
Oh, my.
Crawl in the crawl space and be quiet.
Panic room, panic room.
There's no safe words when Fappo's around.
In the back of a van with the puppies and the cop.
I am, dude, I'm actually genuinely worried about what Fappo's going to do. Yeah, I'm not, I'm pretty scared about that. Fappo probably stays in the woods.
No, he's in a Catholic priest.
Yeah. So, I think Badger brought up to me that, was it Larry the Cable Guy?
Fappo.
It also used to be Fappo the Clown. So what is it? He got into an arm wrestling?
Yes.
He got into an arm wrestling match with what? It was an ex?
It was an Army veteran. He was a young guy.
Yeah.
Young guy. He looked like he might have been mid to late 20s. But yeah, they I think it was just some deal where he ran into him at one of those all-you-can-eat buffet deals.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
So yeah, Cable Guy's there.
Yeah, yeah. Of course the Cable Guy's there. Yeah. And you got this, he was a pretty stout young man and probably just wanted to challenge him to a friendly arm wrestling match, and you know, out comes the Jackal.
Yeah.
Just shreds his arm.
So is Larry the Cable Guy like some like down low badass?
I think he's Ray Nelson.
That's just wild to me because I mean, I guess, you know, Larry the Cable Guy is pretty unassuming.
Yeah, well, it could have been a pie eating contest.
Where I'm at, you know, right here and now, obviously I'm painting a picture you're not gonna see, but in my general neighborhood and vicinity, there are a lot of Trump and Pence signs. And I've yet to see it, you know, was it Clinton and Kane? Is that what?
Yes.
Yeah. Clinton and Kane sign in my area. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
So tell us, Brandon, if you had a vote, where would you be going with it?
If I had a vote?
Yeah.
I would vote to flush both of those candidates down the drain.
Who were you going for?
Well, you know, honestly, at this point, it's a two-horse race.
Yeah.
It's obviously Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, your other candidates
no,
in the
no
race.
No, Jill Stein, no.
Yeah, Jill Stein and Gary Johnson have absolutely no chance. I mean, they're pulling single digits. They just, all they're doing is just pulling votes away from the other two candidates.
Well, when I was young, it was, I remember, like, Ross Perot.
Oh, yeah. I saw Aliens.
The Ross Perot would always pull a little bit of votes.
Yes.
I don't even think they're at that level.
Yes. Thank you, Ross Perot, for Bill Clinton. He was great.
Ross Perot always had those caricatures, you know, drawn of them or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But with, I guess, the debate going on tonight, the big thing is, the big things came out that what Trump said that he was going to, what, grab women by the pussy? Is that what the newest thing came out?
Yes. Yeah, he had some very disparaging comments that he had caught or somebody else had caught on a hot mic talking about women. Not very good things. They were very bad.
What, just about women?
Yeah, yeah. Just in general techniques that he used to hit on women, bed women down. In general, I suppose. I mean, honestly, I don't know Donald Trump personally, but I don't think he's been extremely faithful in his days.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's probably he was kind of living more like a celebrity for. This is very true. Vote for Trump because he likes pussy and guns like you do. You know, still with that, is he really the wrong way to go? I mean, with
no,
with the Hillary thing, and is he really not gonna bring up the adultering?
Well, he said that he wouldn't last debate, but I don't think it's off the table tonight.
Right. This is supposed to be the big
one. Possibly.
I was a big proponent of getting the other two candidates on the debate. Because so far the debates have been Hillary calls Trump names, Trump calls Hillary names, and can you tell me what any of them are going to say and they're going to do?
Well,
what kind of policies they're going to put?
Yes. Donald Trump's going to build a wall. He's gonna alienate the entire South American and Central American nations, but you know,
a 30-foot high wall.
Yeah,
which is gonna increase the sale of 31-foot-long ladders in Mexico.
Yes, exactly.
Which they have because they're contractors.
And guess what? They tunnel.
Yeah, they do.
Tunnels. Yeah, no,
that's what's weird about. When they say, well, off topic a little bit, when they say like Canadians are finding it hard to come here because of immigration. Well, is it too frozen up there for a tunnels? Because this, this shit's been going on, right?
Everybody's looking south.
Right. Like, yeah, literally. I don't understand that. But, you know, with that being said, yeah, what was the big thing about Trump? What was the frisk thing?
Oh, what was the term? Stop and frisk in New York?
Stop and frisk.
Yeah.
How was that a bad thing? You know, when I was growing up, I was very much looked at, you know, I just was. I mean, I was arrested a shit ton of times in high school, even for shit I didn't do.
Right. You were dressed in the thug life.
Right. Why not? That's
because it's not even in the stop and frisk. It's in how is it going to be used on the street? Are they just going to racially profile and stop every black dude? You're in the wrong neighborhood, sir.
The stop and frisk thing, when I was a teenager, I would be getting stopped and frisked. It wouldn't be just, you know, people in John's neighborhood or whatever.
I never got stopped and frisked. I never got arrested except for
one. What do you mean? Wow. That is not the case for me.
Yeah, I never really got stopped and frisked either.
You guys also don't provide the intro to this cesspool. They were bringing up New York constantly about the stop and frisk because it's...
Yes.
Because there's 87 million.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, and honestly, what was brought up at the debate, you had some moderator interference. Can't remember his damn name. But anyways, he said it was declared unconstitutional. And Trump, who is actually a candidate who thinks on his feet, he's not somebody who needs to hide behind closed doors for 5 days.
Or have an earpiece in so people are feeding you lies.
Yeah, or needs to have an earpiece in. He responded very quickly and he said, actually, it was not determined unconstitutional. There was a judge that took it and who was very anti-police. And they declared it unconstitutional, and it got pulled away from this judge. And I think the court system waited it out, and then they elected a new mayor for New York, Mayor de Blasio, and he did not pursue it. So after that, stop and frisk went away. But it was very successful under Mayor Giuliani.
Now, do you think it would be successful?
I think it has shown some results under Giuliani. Yes.
Violent crime especially dropped a lot.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know percentages, but violent crime did drop a considerable bit.
When I watched the debate, what's Hillary's sticking points? What is her is she trying to do to get elected? Because a lot of the things when I watch is just a lot of bashing, a lot of
exactly
retort.
Well, that's all politics are, is who has the dirtiest ad. That usually is what determines elections, is who can bash who harder. Everything about politics is a popularity contest today.
It's high school.
It is. It's very high school. And with Hillary Clinton, it is how bad she can make Donald Trump look. Because right now, the politics in America are so polarized that Republicans are going to be Republicans, Democrats are going to be Democrats. What you're fighting for right now is the people who are undecided. The independents, the people that have left the Democrat Party, people that have left the Republican Party. And
the independents.
Yes, the independents, that's who you're fighting for.
So really, it'd be me.
Yes.
The middle of the road. Yeah. What are you telling me that's going to sway me?
Well, that just depends on where you're at in life. Because I guarantee your needs right here where you live at is going to be different from the needs of somebody on the West Coast.
Yeah.
The needs of somebody on the East Coast.
Yeah.
So that's why these candidates go around and you have your swing states. And they go around, they politic, they stomp, they say...
Take a shot.
Shoot it up.
Oh, are we shooting it up now?
I just don't know why Hillary is throwing so many stones when her personal life's been played out. I don't get it.
Well, it's because she's not electable. You look at all the bad things about Hillary Clinton. I mean, you can go all the way back to her college years. You know, her idol back in the day was Saul Alinsky, who is an acclaimed socialist, and he actually wrote books, his most famous one being Rules for Radicals, which was how to trump trump's not a good word, but how to overcome the systems in this country that make it what it is, how to overwhelm the systems with a bunch of ridiculous bullshit. And going from there, you know, she wrote papers on Saul Alinsky. She was part of a committee that was investigating Richard Nixon. She got...
Watergate committee and got kicked off.
Yeah, she got kicked off of that committee. And she was the only one out of that committee that did not get a recommendation. Then you go on to Bill Clinton, which is a known philanderer, known rapist. The Rose Law Firm?
The Clinton crime family, as I like to call it.
Oh, yeah. They are definitely a crime family. But there were certain documents within the Rose Law Firm that she discarded that was under subpoena. Didn't get in trouble for that. Then you got Whitewater, which happened. He suicided himself with two bullets in the head. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Then, of course, there was Travelgate once they made it to the White House. Then whenever they moved out of the White House, they were broke.
And they took $200,000 worth of furniture.
Yes, they took over $200,000 worth of furniture and artwork, which they had to return. You know, then of course, now you have the Clinton Foundation, which has been embroiled in controversy because Hillary Clinton decided whenever she was appointed as Secretary of State to have a private server, which she was routing heads of state to the Clinton Foundation to give donations so that they could buy time to have with Hillary Clinton. I mean, there's just, she has had scandal after scandal after scandal.
In perspective, she did the same thing that Snowden did, and Snowden's convicted of treason, and can't even come in the United States. Has to go
he's exiled. Not committed, or not convicted. He's been charged. He's exiled. Allegedly, he's committed treason. Yeah. Yeah. Allegedly.
Right. Well, he released classified documents through a public web service, which is exactly what she did, and there's not enough evidence. They've got the FBI in their pockets. So that they
Here's the thing. The whole investigation.
They said if she doesn't win this election, they could indict her on some certain.
Well, what do you think's going to happen if Trump gets elected?
Well, they've already caught the
some better looking Miss Universe.
I'll drink to that.
Yeah, guess what? It won't be Monica the Cow Lewinsky.
Right.
Well, hey, you know, did you see her whenever she was an intern?
She went back.
Man, I don't blame Bill Clinton, but shame on him.
I had a great take on Monica Lewinsky, and that was, you got your sex about what was available. I got 10 minutes till I got to meet the Prime Minister of Egypt. Get in here. I need a blood job. Right.
Take that edge off.
That's right. You suck my dick. I'll make you famous.
Yeah, man. Egypt, geez. I've got all people gunning for us there. Literally.
So, when is this? Is it tonight? What do you want to see tonight happen? Do you want to see it just all hit the fan? If she brings up the sexist words of Trump? Do you want Trump to fire back?
Honestly, what's been Donald's Trump, his problem during this whole process is she hits him, he goes on the defensive, and he stays on it for 5, 6, 7 cycles. It's ridiculous.
He gets sidetracked, right? The whole,
yes.
The Miss America.
The Miss America thing.
He spent
3 news cycles on that.
Starting at 3 o'clock in the morning, he puts out like 25 tweets about how, you know, defending himself. Who cares? You called a fat girl fat. It's like the whole grabbing your pussy thing. That was 11 years ago he said that.
Well,
And it was in a private conversation with someone that someone hot mic'd him.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If it was Bill Clinton, would you feel the same way if you heard the same stuff?
I do. Yes, I would. You know why? Because I don't care. All guys that are talking. We talk about
I couldn't be president because of this fucking podcast.
I wish it was just this podcast. This is,
yeah.
I'm glad I'm not electable.
Too close to a school for me.
Yeah, and this school's like, what, 10 miles from one?
Well, that's, I had a really, really bad turn.
Yeah.
I raped a class.
Keep John 25 miles from a school.
Can we move that back to 30?
Maybe one of, I was looking at a house inside of 25.
People that have been Hillary supporters have more than likely been hardcore Democrats and Hillary supporters for a long, long time. And they look at the argument in very, very partisan eyes. And they say, she's a woman. She has experience. If you vote against her, you're a misogynist, you're sexist, you're all this other crap that doesn't mean anything.
They made history with Obama. We got a black guy in the office.
Yes, and he happened to be...
He did a terrible job.
Exactly. Well, not only did he do a terrible job, Obama happened to be one of the worst presidents we've ever seen in this country.
And he made it harder for the next black guy to get elected.
Yeah, well, he made it harder for anybody else to get elected.
Well, if he had his way, there wouldn't be no more elections.
Well,
he would be king for life.
I could have sworn another Democrat wouldn't have made it in this time around.
I could have sworn,
because
too.
Of him.
And usually, that's but, the way it goes. Well,
yes.
8 years ago, the, 8 years of Bush.
Well, you know what impresses me more is the power of stupid people to continue to vote idiots into office.
Against their better judgment.
Yes.
Against their own self-interest.
Well, yeah, against their self-interest, because I wouldn't give them any kind of better judgment at all. They don't have good judgment at all.
The Democratic Party, in my opinion, is the closest thing to a slavery class that we have. Their whole goal is to tell impoverished people and people of color, because let's face it, impoverishment and people of color go together a lot, because the education in that area is terrible. But they send the message that you can't be successful in this country without our help.
Because of white privilege.
Yeah. You guys are victims, and we're going to make it better.
Yes. That is the new Democrat Party now. Right. Victimology at all times, everywhere.
Everybody gets a try award, and it's not your fault.
Except for the white man.
Right. If you work hard and you invest all your money into making a product, and you're getting rich off of that product, then shame on you.
If you're a minority, no, that's okay. But if you are a white man, then shame on you for making a profit at anything.
You should barely cover your costs and what it costs for you to live in a modest house.
Barely cover your... You should just make profit margin. That's it.
Just enough. I don't remember who I first heard this from, but nobody ever in the history of the world decided to start a business for the sole purpose of creating jobs.
No.
Yeah. You create a business because you want to make money.
If it happens to
create
jobs.
Only stupid people believe that.
I'm a low middle class Republican.
I can tell.
The reason that I believe that the Democratic Party is going to curb my chances for becoming an upper middle class, or they're going to make it harder for me to advance myself financially.
They do, all the time.
The Republican is going to promote business growth to the point that it's possible I can. If I come up with the next Slinky or fucking hula hoop,
go ahead.
Then I want to be able to make my million, my pet rock. I want to get my $72 million for my pet rock. I don't want to have to give the government. They're already taking. If you die now, they just up the estate tax to 65%. So if you have $1 million in your estate, your family gets $350,000.
Wow.
And the rest goes to the state. Because why? It's my money. Stay out of it. They need to stay out of our business and stay out of our government. And I'm tired of them telling us the products we have to buy. We have to buy insurance. In the 50s, we didn't have to have car insurance. If you wrecked into somebody, you did the fucking right thing. And right. That's what was promoted. And if you didn't, then the people in your town went to you and said, "Hey, dude, you wrecked dude's car. You don't come into my store and buy my groceries here. If you're not gonna take care of this, you're not gonna be a good neighbor. Then don't be him. Don't be. I'm not gonna be a good neighbor to you." And that used to mean something. That used to be important. And the fact that the Democratic Party has eroded the family unit by telling women through feminism, the man's not important. The father of your children, you women can make it without having a father in the family. They're not important. And then in the 70s, 80s, and then the father started being, the father quit being Ward Cleaver, the guy who had solved problems and was compassionate to his son, and became Homer Simpson, the fapless boo, or the Peter Griffins. I mean, and that really eroded the family unit. And that was spurred all by the Democratic push of the feminism problem. And then, especially when you got the civil rights, then you got the teaching the black people that they were victims and they were owed something just by the color of their skin.
Well, the victimization of minorities, I don't think that really got hot into well into this whole deal with Barack Obama. I mean,
well, anybody who didn't vote for him is a racist.
Well, yeah, but that was whenever
that
this
was
whole
implied.
Thing first started.
Well, that was implied.
And my
None. Absolutely none.
He was a bad used car salesman from Chicago who never really had a job. He went straight to council where he worked a couple of not-for-profits and then...
Barack Obama?
What did he do in Chicago?
He never had a real job.
I thought he was like a councilman or something.
No, he came out of college and then went right into community organizing.
That's what I was trying to come up with, but I couldn't get it in my head.
He never held a real job in his entire life. He has never held a blue collar job. He has either been that's perfectly Democrat. Why work when you can steal?
I heard there's Trump and Hillary come out of a restaurant, and there's a poor guy sitting on the street begging for money. Donald Trump comes over, gives him $10, says, "Man, good luck. I hope you find some work." And walk down the street a little longer, and Hillary goes, comes up to the next bum. Hillary goes over to him, starts talking to him, and she goes, "Donald, give me $10.
Everyone good? Welcome to the cesspool.